Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So, you are in business, and you really haven't thought about the future. Everybody thinks, and every business person says, I want to sell my business at some point, or I want my children to take over my business. Something has to happen to a successful business at some point, because you might want to retire, you might want to sell, you might want the children to take over. But what happens and when you sell a business is you want to get the most value you can out of that business. And how do you do that? Well, how you get the most value out of your business is starting to think about your exit plan right now. If you want to get value, you have to have a business that's truly a business. And what does that mean? That means that you are not everything. As a matter of fact, you've got people in all the right positions. You've got an accounting department. You have a sales manager. You have a sales department. You have a shipping department. You have a manufacturer person on the floor. Every single area of your business is covered so that you could actually walk away and the business would just run absolutely well. Can you go on a vacation? Most business people can't go on a vacation because they don't have a staff of people. They haven't set their business up so that they're in a position of absolutely just having the business run. That's what you need. You need to have truly a business. That's why there are people who can own 2, 3, 4, 5 businesses because they're not really actively participating in the business. They hire the right people, and they do enough business so that the business can afford to pay those people. They've got a general manager. They've got the sales team. They've got every single person that they need running a department. And if you want the maximum amount of money for your business, that's what you'll need. And there's something else that you're going to need also. You're going to need to make sure that you have a clean balance sheet, and you're going to make sure that you have the proper financials so that when someone looks at your business, they turn around and they go, I can see where this business is very profitable, and I'm willing to pay for it. Many times what happens is people think that they're being very clever by taking and working their financials so it shows that they're losing money or making very little money. And then when they want to sell their business, they turn around and they go, yeah, but understand, I did make money. I just have a great accountant who knows how to work this. It will not fly. People will not buy it. They will not believe it. They want to see it. So you have to think like a business person, not like someone who wants to squeeze the most money out of their business. And you have to have enough sales volume. You have to have structure in place. You have to say to yourself, 5 years from now, what should my business look like if I want to sell my business? Or even if I want to pass it along to my children. So then you become a business person and you start to plan strategy and you start to think about the future. Most business people never think about the future. They just go on day after day doing what they're doing and they have a job. They really don't have a business. So there's always someone out there willing and able and financially able to buy your business, but they're not going to buy it unless you can show value and show value in many ways that they're getting something that's going to give them a return on their investment. So be smart. Be thoughtful. Start thinking about your exit plan right now. Write it out. What is it going to take? How much would I really like to sell my business for? Would I like to sell it for $500,000, $1 million, $5 million, $10 million? To do that, how much business am I going to have to do and how much profit am I going to have to make? And then, when you get to the stage of retirement, which comes before you know it, you will be able to cash in on all of your hard work, and you will be happy that today you sat down and thought about an exit plan. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.